Welcome to your daily devotional, July 10th, Grace. Genesis chapter 6 and verse 8. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Divine grace can be found even in the midst of judgment and chaos. Even when the world around us seems to be falling apart, an ark of safety can be found in Christ Jesus. Though the wickedness of men was exceedingly great in Noah's day, and judgment had been already decreed by Almighty God, grace was still available to be found, that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had prepared beforehand for glory. 8 vessels of mercy, Noah, his wife, their 3 sons, and their wives, entered the ark, and 8 departed from it over a year later. 378 days later, to be exact. In this, God was glorified greatly, both in heaven and on earth. These are perilous times in which we live. The rampant sin and blatant disregard of the Creator invites His judgment. In His providence, God allows sin to run its course in order to get the attention of men and women. As in the days of Noah, also His purpose in the judgments of the book of Revelation. What is your response to this? There is grace in the eyes of the Lord for you, if you care to seek it with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Wisdom cries out in the streets. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and a contrite heart, these, O God, you will not despise. Friend, if these things describe your heart, the good Lord will lavish grace upon you. Have you been justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus? Can you say with Noah that you too have found grace in the eyes of the Lord? If you have answered yes to these 2 questions, may your soul bless your God now and bless your God continually. If you honestly are not sure, know this. Today, God has grace available for the finding for you. If you will not seek His face today, you are not likely to do it tomorrow either. You know, hell is chock full of procrastinators, and its population is growing. Before you know it, the flood will come. And what then will your fate be? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.